The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and today's program is Ozzie and Harriet, the Third Degree.
America's finest silver plate is 1847 Rogers Brothers. From Hollywood, International Silver Company presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
Okay, coppers, I'll talk. Only no more questions. Please, no more questions.
According to our detective fiction writers, there was a time not too long ago when police authorities often resorted to prolonged and uninterrupted interrogation of criminal suspects. This was known as the Third Degree.
I wonder what that's got to do with the rest of this. Oh, well.
As we pay our weekly visit to the Nelsons of 1847 Rogers Road, we look in on a typical family scene. A scene that probably happens at your house practically every night in the week. Ozzie is leaning back in his favorite easy chair, glancing through the evening paper, and Harriet casually asks,
"Anything exciting happened downtown today?"
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. What'd you say?
I said, "What happened downtown today?"
Nothing special, just, you know, same old stuff.
Who'd you have lunch with?
Lunch? Oh, yes, I had lunch.
No, I say, who did you have lunch with?
Oh, I had lunch with George Dunkel.
Did you eat at the Elks Club?
No.
Where did you eat?
We ate at the Emporium down in the grill room.
Who did you say you ate with?
I ate with George Dunkel. I had scrambled eggs, corn muffins, and milk. And the corn muffins were burned to a crisp. I rode home on the bus with Joe Randolph, and he had a sore thumb. Questions, questions. Holy smokes, Harriet, what is this, the Third Degree?
Well, I should think you'd be very happy to know I take such an interest in things. Stop being so grouchy. I'll get it, although it's probably for you. Hello?
Hello, Harriet, Ruth Hodges.
Oh, hello, Ruth. We had such a good time at the luncheon today.
Well, I was so glad you could come, dear. Wasn't it a pity Betty Randolph couldn't make it?
Yes, she had a headache, didn't she?
Well, she said she did, but I know the real reason. Now, don't you dare tell anyone. I haven't told another soul. My phone's been out of order. But Joe and Betty Randolph have separated.
Oh, that's awful, Ruth.
Isn't that terrible? I just hate to talk about it. Now, listen to this. Betty found a picture in Joe's wallet, a very curvaceous blonde in a skimpy bathing suit.
No.
Yes. He tried to tell her it was his grandmother.
Well, Ozzie met Joe downtown today, but he didn't say anything about that.
Oh, was Ozzie downtown today? Well, then he must have seen the big fire at the Emporium Grill.
Really? Well, Ozzie and George Dunkel had lunch there, but he didn't say anything about a fire.
Oh, did Ozzie have lunch with Dunkel? How's his broken arm?
Whose broken arm?
George Dunkel. Didn't you know he broke his arm?
Well, no. Ozzie didn't say anything about that either.
Well, that is strange. Well, I have to be going, dear.
All right, Ruth. Thanks for telling me all the news.
You're welcome, dear. And Harriet.
Yes?
Don't forget, you heard it here first.
Ozzie? Stop reading the paper. That was Ruth Hodges. You're sure nothing interesting happened today?
No, Harriet, I told you.
What about the fire at the Emporium?
Oh, that. Well, I told you the corn muffins were burned. Fire wasn't much. They had it out in a jiffy.
What about Dunkel? Ruth said he had a broken arm.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. I meant to tell you. He had his arm in a sling.
How did he break it?
Well, I don't know.
Didn't you ask him?
Well, of course not. I figured if he wanted to tell me, he would have. Golly, what curiosity.
Well, it isn't a question of curiosity. It just seems a little silly. A man sits there with a broken arm and you don't even ask him how he got it.
Well, maybe he lost a bet on the election and the other guy got to break it. I don't know. They were giving some pretty big odds, you know.
You also met Joe Randolph, but you didn't say a word about him and Betty being separated.
Well, Harriet, I remember distinctly telling you he showed me his sore thumb.
Now, what's that got to do with them being separated?
Well, his wife bit him on the thumb. Why are women so curious about things? It's curiosity that caused Joe all of this trouble. It was really his wife's fault.
Oh, she finds a picture of another woman in his wallet, and it's her fault they're separated.
If she hadn't been so curious, she wouldn't have found it. Joe doesn't know how the picture got in his wallet. He's never even seen the girl before.
Did he tell Betty that?
He tried to. He kept shouting it over his shoulder all the way down the street.
Hey, Mom, David got a girl. He carried her books home from school.
Oh, keep quiet, you little blabbermouth.
David, don't talk that way to your brother.
Well, he is.
And Ricky, you stop teasing David. Nothing wrong with his having a girl if he wants to.
You never had a girl, did you, Pop?
Ozzie, would you point me out to them?
Yes, I've had a few girls in my time.
Did you ever carry their books home, Pop?
No, they always carried mine. Harriet, show the boys where the calluses used to be on your hand.
What's your girlfriend's name, David?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Harriet. Don't start giving David the third degree. The girl's name is his own business.
I don't mind telling, Pop. Her name is Mildred Marshall.
Her name's Mildred Marshall, Harriet. Now, what else would you like to pry out of the boy?
She's a very nice girl, just a little younger than I am. We're both in the same class in school. She sits right across the aisle. She's got blonde hair and blue eyes and just a few freckles. And she only lives a block from here. Guy, she's plenty smart, too. Her father works in the bank and they got a big house.
How long have you known her, David?
Harriet, can't you see he'd rather not talk about her? Curiosity.
She handed him a note today. I saw her hand it to him.
Did she, David?
Yeah, it's nothing much. If you want to hear it, I'll read it. Here it is.
Better let me read it first, David. If it's one of these old personal things, we won't read it. I guess this is all right.
What does it say?
Easy, dear, easy. It says, I owe David Nelson 5 cents.
I loaned her a nickel for ice cream today. Mom, would you say I have a nice nose?
Well, yes, David, I'd say you have a very nice nose. Why?
Mildred says she thinks I have a nice nose. She likes my smile, too.
What do you think your next movie's going to be, Tyrone?
Come on, David, let's go throw the football around.
Okay, but you better be careful of my nose.
Well, I guess David's growing up.
Oh, the poor little guy. The way you gave him that third degree.
Oh, stop it. Naturally, I'm interested in what my own family's doing. Aren't you interested in hearing about what I did at the luncheon this afternoon?
Not especially. I know it's hard for women to understand, but, well, men just aren't naturally curious like women are.
I suppose you wouldn't be interested if I told you a rather attractive girl said something about you today.
Not especially. Did an attractive girl say something about me?
Why, are you interested?
Well, not necessarily. I'd just like to know who she was and what she said. Who was she?
Oh, now who's curious?
I'm not curious. I'm just interested. Who was this ravishing creature who said the wonderful things about me?
I didn't say she was ravishing.
You said she was attractive. Look, you don't have to tell me who she was. Just give me a little hint.
What kind of a little hint?
Well, her name.
Well, if you'll admit that you're just eaten up with curiosity and that men are just as curious as women, I'll tell you.
Oh, Harriet, for heaven's sake. No need to be childish about it. Just because an attractive girl said something nice about me.
Who says she said something nice?
Well, she must have said something nice, so you wouldn't be afraid to tell me who she is.
I'm not afraid to tell you, dear. I'm just not going to tell you.
Now, you're just being ridiculous. Let's drop the whole thing, shall we? Just because some woman named... What'd you say her name was?
No, that's my trick there, and it doesn't work.
Hey, I'll bet I know who it was. Was it Dorothy... Dorothy, what's her name?
Dorothy, what's her name?
Yeah.
Well, what's her name?
Dorothy Douglas.
No, it wasn't Dorothy Douglas.
Not Dorothy Douglas. Was it Florence?
No.
Was it Vera?
You gotta name every girl you ever knew clear back to kindergarten?
Oh, somebody I knew in kindergarten.
Just worry about a little while, dear. I have to finish getting dinner.
Was it Frances? Or Catherine? Harriet, was it Catherine? A tall, blonde girl with dark hair? Harriet?